Let's start again. Zeichen Nishas Avi Bar Yaakov in Yisrael Pilchas. Zeichen Nishas Daniel Shaina Masir Shul Falaf. Okay, everybody, so we're starting a new packet today. J3. Be'in Yicharshin L'Hargasha. Okay. So the topic of this packet is the following. Now, we discussed in great detail the halachas of Hargasha, what a Hargasha is, and different shitas and everything that we discussed. But then there is a discussion in Poskim whether a person saw blood after a certain occurrence and were afraid that maybe during that occurrence there was a hagasha that got masked by some external thing that happened at that time. Look at the bottom. The external thing that happened at that time that caused the Hargasha to be deflected. Say, for example, a woman urinated and then there was dam. So maybe when she was matil the meraglayim, there was really... there was really a hargasha going on. And the reason why she didn't feel it was because there was meraglayim coming out of her body beforehand. And then maybe that, so she matil meraglayim. And then right after that, there was blood. Not in the meraglayim, but after the meraglayim. So maybe there's a whole machlokus in the poskim based on the Gemara here, on Nun Zayin Amud Beis, whether a person has to be choshesh that when the meraglayim was happening, maybe there was a hargasha going on right then, and then and the reason why she didn't feel it was because it was deflected by the feeling of the meraglayim, and therefore, if that would be the case, then one would have to treat this as a question of a shayla of a daraisa, and then she wouldn't get the kulas of ksamim, because ksamim is when there is there was dam on a outside, but there was no hargasha. Here there was no hargasha also, but there was interference. There was interference that maybe caused the hargasha not to have been felt. So the Gemara has three examples of this discussion. One is the idea of dam that comes after the meraglayim. Then the other scenario is that the couple had tashmish amita, and after the tashmish amita, there was dam. So again, the same type of situation, that maybe during the tashmish amita, there was really a hagasha, and since the man's aver was nichnas at that time, that caused interference. And therefore, she didn't feel the hargasha, but it was really going on. But it was, there was this type of, hachnasa of the man that caused motion and feeling of the man's aver, and that caused the hargasha not to have been felt. So that's another scenario. So you had the scenario of Tashmish Amita, and then the Dam, or Hatolos Meraglayim, and then the Dam, or a Bedika. In other words, she wiped with a cloth, And she saw blood on the cloth, but she didn't feel anything. But the question is that maybe when she was wiping internally, that was an interference. And therefore, that caused her not to feel the hargasha. And when there really perhaps was a hargasha. So that's the question. Do we consider these scenarios? So normally we say if you find dam outside the woman, you know, it's considered a kesem. There was no hargasha. And here, there also wasn't a hargasha, but there was interference. And whenever there's interference, the question is, do we have to be chayshish that there was a hargasha happening during the interference, and that's why she didn't feel it. And that was the that's this sugya here. Here, take a look. On page Nun Zayin Amud Beis, on the first page here, in packet 3, J3. Tashma Haisha She Osu Tzrocheha V'rasa Dam. A woman is urinating, and then she sees dam. So first is a machlokas with Meir Omer and Mumedes Tamei and Yosheves Tahora. So the Gemara says it depends whether she was standing or sitting. Rashi says Omedes Tamei the Aided Zochik La Alma the Muumen Hashtina V'Yochel Lo'atzer Hadam Reuglaim the Mokar Vaisidam. In other words, when she's standing up, she's straining herself more. So we're afraid that the urine went into the area of the uterus and that caused dam to come out with it, and it's really dam nida. So Ramea says if she was standing up, she's tamea because she restrained herself, and then when she strains herself, it's not going to just come out simply. It might reroute, so to speak. And then there's going to be dam in the meraglayim. V'im yosheves tahora. But if she is sitting down, so then she's relaxed. And then there's no straining. And therefore, she's tahora because we assume that if there's blood, that wasn't in the meraglayim, that's not need the blood because in the regular path of life, the urination has nothing to do with dam nida. There could be a urinary tract infection, and that's where the blood is coming from. So we have no reason to assume that the blood was coming from the uterus. It's only if she had to strain herself, then maybe something got rerouted. So either Agasha, so the Gemara says like this. So the Meir Shita is, and this we're going to have a separate packet. I'm not here today to give you the halachas of seeing dam in the Meir Aglayim, because that's a whole another topic that has its own packet. So he says like this. So here we're talking about she saw the dam in the meraglayim. So do we assume that that's dam nida? Or do we assume that it's dam maka? So Ramea Omer Imomedes, if she was standing, so she had to strain herself, so then it might be got it mixed in with dam nida, so then she's tamea. Im yosheves tahora. So the Gemara says, hechi domi. Ida agasha, if she had a hargasha, yosheves amai tahora. If she had a hargasha, So then she had a hargasha. So then why is Yosheves tahora? If she had a hargasha. So it's mashma that it was dam nida. So either hargasha was a tahora. A lot of the low hargasha. So what are you going to tell me? She wasn't margish. Fikatani omedes temeya. And so she wasn't margish, and therefore, but if she was Omedes, then she's Temeya. So that's mashma that you don't need a hargasha. Because she wasn't margish. And it's even though it's dam nida, it's a lav de lo hargasha, but katani Omedes Temeya. So she wasn't Margisha, and still it says Omedes Tamea, so that's, the Gemara brings that Araya, maybe you don't need Hargasha. So the Gemara says, no, La'olam da Argasha, that she was Margish. The Emor, Hargashas Meir Glaim Hava. So she, in other words, she was Margish. So then how come she's Tahara? So the olam the argasha. So we said like this: he the argasha. So why is she tahora? The emor hagashas meiraglayim havoy. But we assume the olam the argasha. She was margish. But we say that it's hagashas meiraglayim havoy. But omedes. So there are two ways you can read this Gemara, the Mefarshim explain. One is Lakula, and one way is Lachumra. The way is like this. La'olam da'argasha means that she was Margish. But we say that no, maybe she was only Margish the Meiraglayim, but not the Damnida. So in other words, Lolam the Argasha, but the reason why she's Tahora is because we touch up that we, in other words, you could say it in two ways. You could say that she says she was Margish, and we say to her, yeah, you were Margish, but you weren't Margish Damnida. You were Margish Meiraglayim. And therefore, Yoshevis is Tahora. Or you could say, no, that she says she wasn't Margish, but we tell her, you were Margish. So why do you think you weren't Margish? Ve'emer hagashas meiraglayim havoy. Because the reason why you weren't Margish is because the meiraglayim covered up the hargasha. So basically there are two ways you can learn this Gemara. Either to say that she says that she was Margish, and we tell her, no, you weren't Margish. Well, the other way to say it is she says she wasn't Margish, and we say, no, you were Margish. Olam da'argasha means we tell her you were Margish. Why are you saying you weren't? Because you got tricked by the Meiraglayim. Because the Meiraglayim covered up the Hargasha. So this is a... And the Gemara has that in three cases. By this case, another case was... of doing a bedika. Tashma Eicha Yanosun Tachas Hakar V'Nimtza Alav Dam. So there was dam on the bedika cloth. So it depends. If the dam was circular, it's tahar. If it was elongated, Mashuch Tame. So the same question. Hechidam Ida Argasha. Because if it's ogul, it's usually not a dam bedika, because dam bedika is moshach. It's like a line. Ogol is not from a dam, is not the way it is when it's from a bedika. So if it's ogol, it's probably not a bedika. So the verse says, Eicha yanosel of kar v'nimtza la dam im ogol tohar im moshach tom hechidam ida argasha ogol amai tohar. If it's a hargasha, so even though it's ogul, but she had a hargasha. El lav de lo argasha. So the Gemara says, lo olam da argasha. Again, two ways to learn this Gemara. Lo olam da argasha means that She says she was margish, and we tell her, no, you weren't margish. What do we say? No. Olam Dargisha means she wasn't margish, and we say to her, you were margish. So why do you think you weren't margish? Because the bedika cloth covered it up. So this is known, the Plessy is the one who made this famous. You have the Plessy here? On page 2. Take a look in the Plessy and Plessy on page 2. He says, Hine yesh kan sofek otsum b'chol medina shabotko matzadam v'shekincha otsmu achar tashmish v'natzadam b'li hagasha. If I have a chashash, is it a raisa or lo? In other words, if a person had tashmish and then she wiped herself and she sees blood, or she went to, she was matil me raglayim, and then she sees blood on the tissue afterwards. So is that a shayla of a daraisa or is that a shayla of a darabon? If it's a daraisa, the pshat is that we say that while the tashmish was happening, she was having a hargasha. Or while the meraglayim was happening, she was having a hargasha. And that was camouflaging the hargasha, but it was really there. And therefore, you have to be choshish that it was there. So this is a big shayla, because this comes up all the time. A woman urinates, and then she wipes herself with a tissue. And she wipes herself with a tissue, and there's blood on the tissue. So if it's a shayla of a daraisa, then she's finished. She's tummy. Because it doesn't matter that a tissue is disposable, it's not mekabel tuma. Because there was a hargasha there. She didn't feel a hargasha. We say to her, now, you have to be choshish that there was a hargasha there while you were doing the interference. So the interference could be either the tashmish amita, or it could be the mei raglayim, or it could be the bedika of the bedika cloth. Hi.
Okay. Ani Gretz?
This is a smicha class.
Okay, sorry.
Rabbinic class.
What did you hear every day?
I mean, we're starting today. I mean, hopefully more people will...
Yeah, when the high school coming that side?
The high school?
No.
What do you say?
No more. Well, the high school. Not the people at high school.
The other side.
Okay?
Yeah, okay.
Thank you.
Rabbi. Yeah. How do we know that when a woman sees blood when she's urinating, it's not dam maka?
Right, so that was the whole machlokas between Reb Meir and... in other words, you're right. When she sees urine while she's... That's a machlokas Reb Meir and the Chacham. But the case in the poskim is based on that Gemara. In other words, in that case in the Gemara, in the Mishnah, Reb Meir and Reb Yossi, is... That's what they're arguing about, whether it's dam maka or not. But the case of the poskim is when she sees blood after urination, after hatolos mei raglayim. See, when it's during the hatolos mei raglayim, so then Rabbi Yossi's shita is that it's always considered dam maka. And the chachamim and the Rabbi Meir says it depends whether she was standing or sitting. But what if she sees it afterwards? Because likely, when she sees it during, like you said, it's probably going to be damaka, because it's because the urinary tract has nothing to do with the uterus. So Rameya has this lumbus that maybe if she's standing, she strains herself, and that caused the thing. Okay. One second. But if it's afterwards, Yitzchak Ginsburg, if it's afterwards, so then it can be very well that it's Damnita. But if it's amnida on a tissue, it's not a problem. But if there was a hargasha going on during the hatolos meiraglayim, so then we have to assume that there was a hargasha going on, and therefore, and it was damnida, and therefore it's damnida daraisa, and then there's no kula, because it's not a kesem. So that's the place he says, this is what he calls the suffik otzum. This is the big machloikis haposkim of, and it's quoted, this whole discussion, in the Shut Shev Yaakov. And he has a whole discussion with Hagon Rav Gavriel. Of a whole discussion with the Gavriel, what's the halacha? Again, the cases that we had in the Gemara with the Meiraglayim is drawing, but that's not the case the Poskim is talking about, because that case is you have to first decide is it Damnida or Damaka. But if it happens afterwards, it, most likely it's Damnida, if the blood is afterwards. Because normal blood that comes from that area is Damnida. The only question is it considered a Kesem or is it considered a Daraisa? Because was there Hargasha? Where was the Hargasha? He said there's no Hargasha. But maybe the Hargasha was happening during the urination, and that was camouflaging the Hargasha. So any time a person has to paskin a shaila about a woman finding blood, either after tashmish, or after urination, or on a bedika cloth, the thing that you always have to say, ask, is, was there hargasha here? If there was a hargasha, so then it's a shayla of a daraisa. Once it's a shayla of a daraisa, and then there's no kula. The only kula is if you can prove that it's not damnida, but most probably it is damnida if it's afterwards. So this is the big shayla. What had a paskin a shayla when a woman sees blood after these three occurrences? Do you choshesh for hargasha or not? And that's the shayla. And the big nafkamina is whether we're going to be metameha, because we're going to assume it's a suffix daraisa, and it doesn't matter now that it's on disposable tissue paper. Or not?
How long after?
Yeah. Give me one second. So Ezra Hagler just asked how long after. So we assume after means pretty quickly after. That's why some of the rabbanim and some of the kala teachers always tell the woman, you know, wait, I don't know, a certain amount of seconds. Don't wipe right away. So this way you avoid the. So then you only saw the blood sometime later. I don't know how many seconds, 30 seconds, I'm not sure what they tell them. But Lamaisa, so that's what some women are choshish for, that, and they wait before they, so this way they won't have that shayla. But ostensibly, the two pshatim in the Gemara, is pshat that says l'kula, that you don't assume that it's chashin l'argasha, means that even right away afterwards it's okay. But since there's this other shita that says we are chashish for hargasha, so then the women are taught to wait before they wipe. Okay, so now I'll hear what everyone has to say.
The place is chashash, but even b'zman hazeh, that most women don't have any hargashas anytime.
Yeah. So Ramey is asking me a good question. One of my friends asked me this question once. He says, if the woman don't have a hargasha, but it could be that maybe they do have hargashas, it's just that they're, you know, that's a question. Do they have, like, say, the Noda Biudas hargasha of Zivas Dover Lach? So maybe they do have it. It's just that... it's being masked. But the question you're saying, well, my friend Reb David Cohen once asked me, if the woman doesn't have it, so how you chayshish for hagasha, if when she's not urinating she doesn't have it, so behechi tesi, now that she's urinating she has it. Right. That's why, yeah, that's one of the reasons. First of all, I think the Pashup Shan the Gemara is to read it l'kula. In other words, when the Gemara says, l'olam da'argasha, she says she was margish, And then we tell her, you weren't margish. You were margish. That's the Pashut Pshat. The other way to learn is that she's saying she wasn't margish, and l'olam da'argish. See, the question is, l'olam da'argisha, is that what she is claiming? And then we tell her you weren't? Well, no. L'olam da'argisha is, we're telling her you were margish. Is it l'chumra or l'kula? So the simple pshat in the Gemara to me is l'olam da'argisha means that she said she was margish, and we tell her you weren't margish. The other way of learning it is, no, she says she wasn't margish, and l'olam da'argisha means that we tell her you were margish. Ah, you said you weren't? No, you were confused by the interference. But you're saying, well, that's why I normally, like Rav Mati says, follow the shita that as long as it's an external wipe after the hatala meraglayim, after the tashmish, and as long as it's external, that had a tissue or something disposable to treat it like a kesem and she's mutter. And not to be choshe, but a lot of the nida, the contemporary nidas for him today, they're big machmirim on this. They're all telling you that because there is here. Take a look in the Pischei Tshuva on page 10. He says, you have a suffix derives of the name of the Largosha Mishum Svar, Hergesh Eid or Shamashu, or Lo. So this Shaila is in the Pischei Tshuva. He says, Ayem Beshut Shev Yaakov, of the Tshuva's Kesakuhun, Shericho, Ayem Bedive Shalah. Om Namakrasi, a place of Sidra Travach has Das, Kosu, the Huda Raisa. See, all these postkin, the Kresi Plesi, the Sidre Tara, the Chavaz Das, they're all machmir, that it's Daraisa. Of Kinuach, O Shalom Knitsa Eid Ba'omek, Elam Prozal Vachutz, Eid Ba'omek, Darabonik Shalom Rigisha. You see, because it's only going to be a Daraisa by a Medika cloth if you went deep. So then you can say that was the Mokom where the Hargosha is felt, she camouflaged. But if you didn't go so deep, then there's no chashin in lahargasha. So the reason why all these nida books are saying it is because the Kresi Plesi and the Sidre Tara and the Chavaz Das all say that it's daraisa. So they're all machmir. So since they're all machmir, that's why these nida books are all being machmir. But to me, you know, I once tried Xeroxing or to get the whole Shut Shev Yaakov. But if you look, it's Simon Lamed Vav, Lamed Ches, Mem, Mem Aleph, and Mem Hey. You can have five packets just Xeroxing the whole discussion in the Shev Yaakov. That's where this discussion emanated in. So, you know, but, you know, so I'm noted to think Lakula on this. And besides what Rameir said, Meir said that, and that's my friend Reb David Cohen said to me, "Mehechi teisi wol v'tzon v'shin machmer." If she never has this hagrasha anyway, unless you say no, people that we can assume like the other poskim that there are hagrashas b'zman hazeh. There's cramps, maybe is hagrasha and things like that, and maybe if you like maram shik, any bodily feelings is the hagrasha. So these are the, but this is like the big topic in about, you know, Yechashinen Lahargasha Olaf. And the Plesi, you know, I mean, most people didn't go through the Shev Yaakov or Simon Lamed Vav Lamed Ches Mem Mem Aleph Mem Hey. I once tried to do it. Once tried. It's long. But the place, he just summarizes it in two lines. But, you know, but this is, this, so it can't hurt to, you know, it can't hurt to wait a little bit before the kinuach. But if a woman would tell me that she taka didn't wait, I would still be mekel if it's on a tissue and it's external. Because the simple pshat in the Gemara is that it's the Gemara saying lakula, not lakumra.
Hi,
Ben Sayed, how are you?
Good, Baruch Hashem. I'm wondering, when the Gemara says La'olam da'argasha, is there a difference if she says, I felt a hargashas bedika, or I felt hargashas miraglayim, and I'm just not sure if it happened to have been at the same time as my other hargasha, or if she says, no, I mamish felt hargashas nida, but it was while I was urinating.
You mean, if you learn the pshat that she is saying La'olam da'argasha, she's saying she was margish.
What was she margish? Was she margish a sensation of urination, or was she margish a sensation of neither?
She felt something. She doesn't know.
She doesn't know.
Yeah, she felt something.
Right.
So if you, and that's the whole discussion with the Nod Yudel Chasam Sofer, like, if you, like, about what you felt, and that maybe has relevance of what is a hargasha, because maybe by urination it's feeling the zivas dar halach. So then it could be that that's the same zivas dar halach of urine versus the zivas lach of dam. Yeah, Josh Blau, did you want to say something before?
My questions were already addressed. Thanks.
Okay.
Ready to ask a question?
Yeah, Yoel, how are you?
Good, Baruch Hashem. How's Rabbi doing?
Good.
How does Rabbi Yonash and Ibishitz learn the first two Gemaras we quoted? The Gemaras are both Mekel. The Gemara says La'olam da'argasha, but it says that, right, the second Gemara we quoted was she found a blood spot rather than a string of blood. We say that she's Tahar. The Gemara says La'olam da'argasha, but still she's going to be Tahar.
No,
we should say she's Tamei.
So Rabbi Yonash and Ibishitz points out there are two ways to learn La'olam da'argasha. Either you can learn the simple pshat in the Gemara to me. She says she was margish, and we tell that's what she says, and we say to her back, no, you weren't. The thing you were margish was really the urine or something else. But the other way to learn is olam da'argisha is not what she said. She said olam da'argisha means she said she wasn't margish. Either lo argisha, and lo olam argisha, we tell her that you really were margish. Ah, so why, you're not a liar, why did you say you weren't margish? Because you were camouflaged by something else that distracted you from the true hargasha of the nida. So lo olam argisha could either mean that's what she's saying, and we tell her, no, you weren't, l'kula, or lo olam argisha means that she says that she wasn't margish, but we're telling her that you were, and the reason why you think you weren't is because you were confused by some other interference.
Yeah, but that being said, that means we're going to be margish, right? So we're going to consider that she had a
right,
margish,
so those are the two ways of learning the Gemara. Whether you have to, every case where you have Dida right after Tashmish, or right after urination, or on the Bedika cloth, right after a Bedika, the feeling of the Bedika, and she said, so do we say l'kula or l'chumra? Do we tell her that, no, even if you think you were margish, you weren't margish, and the thing you were margish was the other thing, it wasn't margish, what do we say l'chumra? That you said you weren't margish, but you really were margish, and you were just camouflaged by something else, and because you thought, you said you weren't margish, but you really were margish. So la'olam da'argisha is the question, is that what she's saying, la'olam da'argisha? And then we tell her that you really were, or is that what we're saying?
But if that's what we're saying to her, we're saying that even though you don't think you had a sensation, you really did, so the outcome will be that we're going to consider her tamei.
No, correct? In other words, again, if we assume la'olam da'argisha means that's what she's claiming, I was margish, and we tell her, no, you weren't margish, and the only thing you were magish was the urine or the man's aver, etc. The other way of, so that would be lakula. The other way of saying it is, no, she says, I wasn't magish, nidus, and we say to her, you were magish. Ah, why do you think you weren't magish? Because you were camouflaged by something else that distracted you. But la'olam da'argisha means that she says she weren't margish, and we tell her you were margish. That's the other way of learning.
to me, that's not the simple pshata, you know, in learning this Gemara. If I would never, I remember when we first learned this Gemara, we were Mor Shakolo in the summer of 85, and we were learning this Placey for the first time, and we were doing it, we were learning with Rabbi Willick, and I don't know, I was always bothered since then. That's not a simple way of reading the Gemara. I never would have read the Gemara that way. But the Poskim have this, and the Gedolei Poskim all were choshish to read the Gemara L'chumra. That's why they all, you know, I told you, I'm personally makel on the Shaila. But a lot of people, you know, the Pesachei Tshuva quoted all these Achronim that were machmir on the Shaila, to treat it like a Suffolk Hargasha, and then therefore it's a Suffolk Daraisa, and therefore it's not going to help that that it's on a tissue paper, because a tissue paper only helps for a kesem, but once there's a Hargasha, that's a Daraisa, so there's no, it's not a kesem. It takes time to. I told you, I've been thinking about this from 1985, so I don't blame you if it takes time. I've been thinking about this from the past 35 years. I was thinking about this. So it'll take time, you know. Some things you have to think about for 35 years before you get it. But you'll get it quicker than me. Okay? So I think maybe we'll stop now, and we'll see more in the postgame. But I mean, we just got our feet wet today with this. This is a whole new thing of Hargasha that we didn't discuss yet, of the Shaila of Ichashina la Hargasha. But I'm from the Mikilim on this Shaila. I'm from the Mikilim because that's the simple pshat to me in the Gemara. And then what Rav Meir Kesselman said, if a woman usually doesn't have it, so Mehechi Tesei that Puk now, she's gonna, you know, it's like the Gemara Chulin with Yaakov and the Malach. So the Malach says, Shalcheni ki Allah HaShachar. So the Gemara says that he never sang Shira before, but now it's his time to sing Shira. So he says, all of a sudden, he never sang Shira, but the second that he's fighting with Yaakov, now he says, oh, they're calling me now. You know, so that's what Rav Meir was saying. This person never gets Hargasha. All of a sudden, Yechoshet is a Hargasha. It's a little difficult. Okay, but think it through. Then I want to mechazik everyone. Rabbi Tuchman has started last week to give a Chazara Shira. Right, Ben Katz 10:15, and I think it's very good. Those who were there last week. It's always good to hear it from a different person. Sometimes you know that it'll give you a different perspective. So you know it's very good. I encourage everyone to attend at 10:15 on Sundays. Rabbi Tuchman is in my shiur for many many years. So he's heard the shiur many, many times, and he's a big Talmud Chacham on his own right. So if you'd like to hear it, so go on 10:15 on Sunday, speak to Ben Katz about it more. Okay, so today is the first time I gave the shiur in the classroom. In room 108 I gave the shiur today, and I have one person here, and everyone else is on Zoom. So, and I'm you know, I understand everyone needs their, you know, time when they feel ready to come back. I'm not pressuring anybody. It's, you know, okay, we'll see how things, you know, unfold, hopefully in a good way. But you should all be good. And then we're going to see more. I just gave you the Rosh Prokim on this, and we'll see more about Rosh. Okay, have a good Shabbos and Kol Tov. Let me say hello to everyone. Rav Meir Kesselman, Josh Blau, Yitzhak Ginsberg, Bernstein Feld, Ben Katz, Yoel Weisberg, and Ezra Hagler's here with me, and Yoni Sonnenschein. And is that it? Did I get everybody? Yeah. Okay. You should all have a good day, and we'll be in touch. Kol tov.